You're listening to a DM podcast.
You might think from listening to this podcast that I don't go very wild often, but I want to tell you I've gone wild and I'm going to show you how you can go wild too. And it's not what you think. I'm talking about Wild Natural Deodorant. I made the switch to natural deodorant many, many years ago. And later in this episode, I'm going to share some of my top tips and recommendations on how you can make the switch to Wild Natural Deodorant and go wild with me. Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. This is a podcast where we chat healthy habits and positive mindset to help you thrive. And welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. Hopefully you can hear in my voice that I am so ridiculously excited for the very first episode of a brand new series. And if you've read the title, you have probably realized that it is with the incredible powerhouse entrepreneur and fitness trainer, Kayla Itsinas. So if you are unfamiliar with Kayla, she wears many hats. Not only is she a devoted mother and a personal trainer, she's also the co-founder of the Sweat app, which has really firmly cemented her position as one of the most influential figures in the global fitness industry. With a massive online following of over 16 million, yes, 16 million, I actually can't even fathom that number, Kayla is on a mission to empower women to feel their absolute best. From very humble beginnings, starting as a female PT in Adelaide to becoming a global fitness sensation, Kayla remains one of the most inspiring yet down-to-earth and humble individuals I've had the pleasure of meeting. This podcast series is in celebration of Kayla's brand new book, Reboot. And together, Kayla and I will be diving into some of your favorite topics, including mindset, movement, family, and even a touch of spirituality. So let's get ready to deep dive and to have you truly inspired by the one and only Kayla Itsinas. Hello, Kayla.
Hello.
I'm so excited to welcome you back to the microphone. It has been so long, and this chat in particular has been a few months in the making, but I'm so excited to be in your company.
Oh, thank you so much. Last time we talked, I was round and pregnant. You were, quite round.
You were 30 weeks pregnant with Anna. I remember coming to Sweat, your HQ in Adelaide, and you were like, I'm waddling down the stairs.
I was like, so I over waddling, it. I reckon at 30 weeks, I was like, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with this.
I
this
remember
is
you
too
being
much.
Really over it at that point.
But your back hurts, your hips hurt, you forget all of that. And I was getting that sciatic nerve pain and I was so nauseous. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, it will go away after 12 weeks, you know, the nausea. Nope. Nope, 30 weeks, I was still just like, I'm sweating, I want to vomit, I hate it.
Oh, it's crazy. I vividly remember you just being like, I'm so done with this.
I'm so done with feeling sick. Just give me my child.
Yes. Well, so much has happened since that point in time. You've got another beautiful little babe.
Yeah, little Jaxie boy.
Jax, yes. How's life going as a mum of two?
Yeah, really good. I'm really lucky. Anna is like the parent to Jax. She's turning five, but she is... just having a girl first is just something different. They're just so like nurturing and beautiful, and she really looks after him. I think it was the other way around. Anna would have absolutely no chance because he is a menace.
Yes. Oh, I feel exactly the same because, yeah, George is same age as Anna and Rocco, and I always think I'm like, oh, that dynamic is so beautiful, like having the girl, the nurturing and always wanting to be the mum. Sometimes I'm like, come on, George, settle down. I'm the mum here. It's so nice seeing that sibling bond.
Love it.
Yeah. So we are chatting all things Reboot, your new book today, which is so exciting. We're doing a four-part series. And today I really want to just have a bit of a catch-up chat. Like I said to you, you know, it has been 4 years since we've seen each other. So many amazing things have happened in your journey. You've grown Sweat like insanely big. It's just, I cannot even believe the empire that you have.
Thank you.
Do you sometimes feel that? Like, are you...
Yeah. I now step back and I'm like, wow, this is freaking amazing.
Insane. Like, could you have ever imagined it turning into what it is today?
Never. Never in a million years. I just was this kid from Adelaide doing personal training, loving life. Literally, I said, like, if I could just do this every single day for the rest of my life, I'd be so happy. And then transitioned to, like, the social world. I actually became unhappier doing that, yeah. Which we can chat about. But eventually turned all around, and now I'm, like, the most grateful for the opportunity it gave.
That's so good. Do you have moments where you kind of really are mindful and stop and just reflect on the journey and be proud of Kayla?
It's something that I'm definitely working on, because up until now, no, I never did it. I honestly think that having Jax was probably the first time I ever was like, wow, like, really? This is incredible. Before that, I just always was go, go, go. Mm. Always, never stopped.
Yeah. Was it motherhood, like that second round of motherhood that really shifted it in you?
Yeah, it was just like being with Jay, having Jax. I think it's like definitely a lot to do with Jay. I think he's like one of those people that are like, hey, like, this is amazing. Like, this is really cool. And I'm like, oh yeah, like, I try to brush it off. I don't know why, it just made me feel like a little bit awkward. And he's like, no, stop. Like, look, this is sick. And I'm like, yeah. And then like he walks off and I'm like, yeah, this actually is really cool. Like, it's just, so I don't know, it takes cool. that one person to like really like.
Totally. Yeah. I actually spoke to Leah for a second time on the podcast after Gigi, her little girl, and Rocco are similar age, and we did a motherhood chat. And after it, we were just, you know, having a bit of a chit chat. And I said to her, it was just when you and Jay had got together, and I said, oh my goodness, Kayla is like, her energy is just like oozing through my phone. Like, she just seems so happy. Aww. And Leah said, she's like, she genuinely is, and it just shows in every aspect of her life. And aww, I feel like,
nice.
Yeah, just watching you since that moment, like, I felt like you really started to celebrate yourself and your success.
That's
and
so
what
nice.
You're creating, which is beautiful to see.
Thank you. I appreciate
even through
that.
A screen, yeah. I could feel it.
You're not the only person that has said that. Mm. A lot of people are like, you look genuinely so happy.
I'm so
like,
happy.
Because I genuinely am so happy.
Yeah, which says so much about happiness, doesn't it?
I know.
How do you then, you know, when times are a bit more challenging, or I know before we even hit record, you were saying like you've had some, you know, intense sicknesses over the last 5 or so years. How do you deal with those moments that are so challenging when looking in through the screen? Like, you just show up, you're always happy and you're always energetic.
Yeah, I think it's important to have things that you love, multiple things that you love.
Mm.
Because if you only have one thing that you love, say you only love going to the gym but you don't have family and friends and that's your one thing, if you get injured, you feel like your whole world is... Like, it's a dramatic, like, example, but, like, you feel like your whole world is over because you can't go and do that one thing. So I have lots of things to fall back on. So if I'm, for example, if I'm really, really sick, like, I have, like, family time to, like, fall back on. Like, I don't go to the gym, but, like, maybe I go to, like, dinner with my friends, like, and it's things that I love. Like, I spend time with Jay. So finding things that you love and having an alternative.
So recently you've made a big move to the Gold Coast from Adelaide, the sunny state of the world.
Yes.
How exciting. Is that exciting or
was
it
know.
Like?
Listen, it's not like, I know it's my fault. I was like, we've moved to Queensland, but the thing is we're actually just trialing it. I went in too hard, too fast, and everyone's like, how is it? Like, you live there now. I'm like, oh, actually, no, we're just renting a house there and just trialing to see if we live there, but it was way too confusing. So originally we really, really, really wanted to move to Brisbane. I love Brisbane so much.
Yes.
But we're just trialing the Gold Coast because everybody says the Gold Coast is the best for lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really wanted to understand what that meant.
Yes.
Because I love Queensland so much. I know, like, anyone listening, I feel like it's just way, not better, but like.
It is. It's better.
It's just, okay, listen, it's just, it's beautiful. It's sunny. People are relaxed. Yeah. The lifestyle is like amazing. Mm-hmm. The schools are amazing. The food is incredible.
True.
The fruit is always like beautiful and in season because it's always warm there. The fruits that I love anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just feels really like health and fitnessy there.
Vibrant, definitely.
So if you don't like health and fitness in summer, then maybe Queensland's not for you.
You can come to Victoria or Adelaide.
But I love it.
Yes, I could imagine. So you are enjoying it. Like, it's been a good...
Bits of it and bits are interesting. Like, for example, they are... And anyone from the Gold Coast will relate to this because everyone's having the same pain point as me, is that they're building a tram line, which they would like to go from the middle of the Gold Coast or the start of the Gold Coast to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But they've decided to rip up the entirety of the Gold Coast. And then at the same time, they're fixing the underwater sewage, whatever it is. And they're also building 10 million buildings. So, like, it is looking like a construction site. the whole thing at the moment on that major highway that you need to go to get anywhere. So it's interesting.
Yes.
Because I'm not a person who's that patient in traffic.
I was going to say, especially coming from Adelaide, because I can't imagine there's too much traffic.
We live a very lucky life in Adelaide where everything is 2 minutes and you can walk. So the fact that I have to sit in the car for 30 minutes to get my groceries, I'm like, stress.
I totally get that.
But there are bigger problems in the world other than the Kayla sitting in traffic. So
no, fine. But it's those things that kind of feel big to get used to when you're used to one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even remember when we moved from Melbourne to Geelong Regional and like all the grocery stores I closed on a Sunday and I've always done my groceries on a Sunday. Oh, and like still, like I'm nearly 3 years in and it like every Sunday I feel like it just grinds my gears that the grocery stores are closed.
Sorry, I've never heard of a grocery store being closed on Sunday.
Isn't that just like the most bizarre thing ever?
Where is this?
In Geelong.
Geelong
just in Victoria.
Grocery stores. If anyone's listening, please open up. People need to do their shopping on Sundays. They have one day off.
Seriously though. So I get what you mean about the traffic situation when you're used to something being like easy and seamless.
The poor whole of the Gold Coast is suffering. But anyway, moving on.
You brought it to the attention. So at the moment, you're back in Adelaide, obviously, a lot though, seeing family and grandparents. Parents,
yes.
Business is still in Adelaide.
Yeah, business is global. So it's just we're able to do things like this, like out of anywhere, which we're really lucky. It would be really hard to be tied to like a specific office in a specific place.
Definitely.
But yeah, we're lucky enough to be able to travel the world. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
And how do you go managing traveling so much? Like we're in Sydney today. You were in Brisbane, I believe, yesterday.
Yes, I am very lucky. I have a lot of help. Like you've met my sister. She loves the kids. Like she's there to help out. I've got my mom. Like my best friend lives in the States. She's like lives to pick up Anna from school, hate doing because it feels like it's in the middle of nowhere. And the traffic. I was like, if you want to go pick her up and take her to the cafe and then bring her to me, I would love that. So yeah, I'm very lucky.
That's so good. I love that. Obviously, everyone knows you're a mum. You're a business owner. What does a day look like? Do you have a kind of typical looking day or is literally every day a little bit different for you?
Every day is a little bit different. I have like non-negotiables. So like I know this is going to sound so stupid, but as a mom, it's like a luxury. So like I need to have a shower in the morning.
Yes.
You know how people just like roll out of bed and can just put, I can't. I just have this thing. Like I need to have a shower. I need to wash my face, brush my teeth, get dressed, obviously get the kids up, get all their lunchboxes organized. And then it's just straight into meetings after school drop-offs.
Mm-hmm.
I need to work out during my day. So I have a personal assistant. Mm-hmm. So she's there doing my calendar. So people are like, how do you balance it? I'm like, with like the team that I have around me.
Yes.
So I have like a big block in the morning that says like unavailable, which is school drop-offs, lunchboxes, all of that. I have a block again that says unavailable. That's my workout time. So my gym time. And I have another block that's unavailable around 3 o'clock where I have to go and get the kids from school unless Lani is picking them up and bringing to me, I'll have to go and do that. And then I just share the load with Jay. And then everything else in between is just meetings, travel. Yeah. And if I have to travel, I'm always ringing my mum, being like, can you come to the Gold Coast? Look after the kids.
I'm sure she loves that.
She
request.
Loves it. She does.
Sunshine and grandkids.
Yeah, that's
surely
it.
She loves
she
it.
She does love it.
And you said you have non-negotiables, but is there anything in your nighttime that's a bit of a non-negotiable that really helps to set you up for that successful tomorrow?
Like a nighttime routine?
Yeah, like do you have any nighttime non-negotiables?
Do you want to hear my crazy nighttime routine?
Yes,
that's
I would
my
love to.
Nighttime non-negotiable. Okay, so like I will not go to dinner to do my nighttime routine. That is literally how serious I take it. So I have to eat dinner before 7.
Okay.
Because if I eat too late, I feel like it just keeps me up. So that's the first thing. Then I get the kids to bed. So once the kids are in bed, they're in bed at like 7 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
From then I will have a very hot shower, which I know is really bad, but I like love a hot steamy shower. I have a like a nighttime tea, have a magnesium drink.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the bathroom 10 million times a night because I have way too much water. No, I have a magnesium drink. I have all my vitamins. So I take like a hair vitamin, iron supplement, a magnesium supplement as well. And then I get into bed and then Jay, I love you so much, my husband, but he watches TV to go to sleep.
Oh.
So, like it's very hectic, the TV on.
In my, bed?
With,
like
yes,
TV
like
in
it's
bed?
Like the, and it's the biggest TV because he's such like, he wants the biggest TV. I'm like, oh my God, it's such good quality as well. My eyes are like burning. So then after I've told him, please turn the brightness down, please put it on night mode. I wait for him to fall asleep because he falls asleep so easily. I put sleep hypnosis on the TV.
Oh, yes.
And then the TV hypnotizes me to go to sleep. And I also put the TV on a timer so it turns itself off.
Wow, you've really got these left down
pat. And then it's even worse. Then I have a white noise machine in my room to keep this like noise on, but not loud enough so I can't hear my kids.
Yes.
Anyway, and my son sucks at sleeping, so he likes to wake up like twice a night.
Yeah, so how do you go with that? Because my son loves waking up too.
I just get so angry. You know, like, I don't know if like any mums are listening to this, but like you become so furious at your sleeping partner that's sleeping so blissfully, and you're like, oh, I don't have to get up. Oh, I don't want to get up. So I'm really angry and worked up. But then I go in and he's so beautiful. Oh. Like, gives you that little cuddle. He just wants a cuddle and he'll go back to sleep. But I find that because I set my nighttime routine up so well, I'm able to go back to sleep quickly.
Yes.
Whereas if I went back into the room all frustrated and the fact that I had to get up and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm all flustered and you lie back into a bed in a silent room, I think my thoughts would start, you know.
Yes, going
nuts. What if he gets back up? You won't get enough sleep. If you don't fall asleep now, you won't sleep. That's why that white noise is good, because it sort of blurs everything.
Absolutely. I feel like when you become a parent too, because you have white noise when they're like born and they're in the room with you, going to a silent room is like the weirdest.
It is feeling. The weirdest thing. And
I sleep with white noise every night as well. And like,
but the thing is with white noise, anyone listening to this, if you have the same brain as me, I'm lying about the white noise. It's actually called brown noise. The white noise is too high pitched for my brain. I start hearing like songs or something that's in the white noise. I start hearing like a melody that I've made up. Yes. And I'm like, oh, this, and it's too high pitched and it's too like scratchy for me. So I discovered this machine that plays a brown noise, which is like the sound of a plane.
Yes.
And that's what my kids sleep to, because I found myself getting anxious with the white noise.
The white noise is both my kids have a different sound, but I put ocean, because mine's through an app, so I have like white noise really low, but then the ocean, the waves.
Oh, yes.
So it kind of like counteracts the lag. Right. But when I'm in my son's room for too long and he's got the white noise on, I almost feel like my head's spinning and then it starts going different ways because the white noise. Like, it's like,
that's what I mean. It trips you out.
It's really trippy. But I really think it helps you go back to sleep so much quicker.
So much quicker. And you do not have to be a mum. If you're listening to this, you do not have to be a mum to sleep with a sound.
It's like the best thing ever.
Ever.
I think.
Yep.
I get a lot of questions on Instagram about this topic, and I guess it's because it's no secret that I personally do try my best to live a natural and chemical-free life when it comes to my skincare and the things that I put on my body. So something I actually did personally for my health when I fell pregnant for the first time was switching to natural deodorant. And the reason why I did that is because when I started to investigate, you know, the toxic chemicals and harmful ingredients that were actually found in more conventional deodorants, I was like, oh my goodness, why am I putting this stuff on my body? I'm growing a human life. I'm making the switch today. So I thought I would share with you some of my tips and recommendations when it does come to switching to a natural deodorant, because it's a question I get asked a lot. You know, what do I use? How do I make the switch? I sweat a lot. I really want to use natural, but I don't know where to start. So I think the first tip that you need is to find a natural deodorant that actually works. And after 5 years, I have tried a lot of natural deodorants, so I've done basically all the groundwork for you, and I'm going to share my top recommendation. And this one is for multiple reasons, and you've probably seen it flooding your Instagram, and that is for good reason. Wild is a natural deodorant that actually works. So not only does Wild natural deodorant contain all natural ingredients, it has over 98.5 natural ingredients. Like, that is huge percentage. It's also eco-friendly. First, I hate to break it to you, but you're going to have to embrace the sweat for a little bit, because your body actually needs to detoxify. When you are using deodorants that hold aluminium, they are clogging your pores, which do block the sweat. Your body is actually meant to sweat. And the good part is that once you get through this detoxification stage, you are ready to go, and using natural deodorant will not be a problem. But you do have to embrace the sweat. So while you're embracing the sweat, I personally like to cleanse my armpits with a really super natural and gentle body wash or soap, and go deodorant free for at least 1 to 2 weeks if you can. Let that body sweat, and then you can start using Wild all natural deodorant. They have a really sustainable design. You get this super cute case, which you can keep for life, and these biodegradable and recyclable refills. So the refills are super easy to use. You can either have a subscription base, which if you follow me on Instagram, you know, as a busy mum, I'm all about the subscriptions. They'll just land in your letterbox when you're ready for them. Or of course, you can do a one-off purchase, or even more conveniently, you can head to your local Priceline. So let's go wild. Go to wearewild.com and use the code healthy40 at the checkout for 40% off today. Shifting gears a tiny bit, but I want to talk to you about your birth with your son, Jax, because when you posted about his announcement into the world, you wrote this beautiful thing about the song that came on over the speakers, which was Jay's dad's funeral song, am I correct?
Yes.
And I got really emotional when I read that. And I'd love to know, are you a spiritual kind of person, or would you consider yourself spiritual?
I think now, yes. I've watched so many things with Jay. Well, backtrack. Let me just explain it about Jay. So Jay's dad passed away when Jay was 13, mm-hmm. and Jay's mum recently just passed away. Yeah. And if you didn't believe in anything, you definitely would after these experiences that we had. So the first one was when I had Jax. As he was coming out, the anaesthetist actually put his playlist, because I had a cesarean, so he put his phone on, because he goes, do you guys have any music on you? And I was so ready for this cesarean. I was like, oh, I don't care about music. Like, just get the baby out. Like, I'm freaking out. So he's like, I'll put something on. Anyway, it was playing Bee Gees. It was playing all this random stuff. Anyway, as Jax came out, the tune just completely changed, and Jay's dad's funeral song that he hadn't heard in a million years started playing. And so Jay started crying, and it was a boy. And the whole time I was saying, I bet you I'm going to give birth to your dad. Like, I just was making all these jokes. And so we were it was just such a happy, beautiful moment. And then when we got married, we had Jay's dad's photo on a seat. So he had a front seat at our wedding. And Jay was reading out his speech. And I remember it being so hot. And Jay, I'm feeling so sorry for Jay, because he's wearing this suit. And he's like, trying to read the speech, but he was crying. He's like, I just need a break. Like I'm freaking out. Anyway, this gush of wind blew his dad's photo onto the ground, and it gave Jay that break. And Whoa. Then so fast forward to a couple of weeks ago, when my beautiful, beautiful mother-in-law passed away. When she passed away, we were all there, and the lights were flickering, the curtains blew a meter over our heads. It was just absolutely the most magical, beautiful thing. And then about half an hour later, her dog was there the whole time, and her dog was absolutely obsessed with her. But her name's Holly. She was never allowed to go on the bed. Never on the bed. Jenny was very, Jay's mum was very everything must be clean and perfect. And so Alicia, Jay's sister, was like, oh, Holly, I feel so bad. So she lifted Holly up to put Holly on the bed. And the light above the bed, Jenny's still in the bed, the light above the bed just starts flickering. We're like, oh my God, take her off the bed. oh my God, if you weren't there, you would not believe the story. It was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. So if you didn't believe it in anything, if I didn't believe anything before, I did now, because no one I know has passed away.
Yeah, I actually read Jay's post. I think you had shared it, and I read what he wrote about that experience of his mum leaving,
so beautiful.
I guess, physically leaving the earth. So you feel more spiritual
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just being with Jay, for sure.
Yeah. Was he spiritual, do you think, before?
Never.
This? No.
No. So his dad, Jay told me that his dad was big on he always got the best car park. He loved cars, loved car parks. And when he passed, Jay always gets a car park at the front of anywhere he goes. Jay's even so cocky with it. It'll be a music festival, and Jay will be Jay's I'm driving in because I know I'll get a park at the front. He's just knows.
He knows he's got
and
that
he does.
Support.
He gets a park every single time. So,
oh my goodness, I love that so much.
So good.
That is so cool. And has that obviously brought you guys a lot of comfort, I guess, through some pretty challenging times, to move through. Yeah, losing the most important people in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just don't know how he's doing it. I actually literally don't know.
Yeah.
I love Jenny so much, but she wasn't my mum that I had for my whole life.
Yeah.
And now he's lost both of his parents. It's
can't even imagine.
And then it's navigating that, but also navigating having a family as well and trying to
Yeah. Yeah,
function as parents.
Yeah, definitely. And that life for your kids to not experience their grandparents.
Correct.
And yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm sorry, that was a bit of a heavy topic.
No,
but I really
wanted
to, like, I just remember reading
it's beautiful.
It thinking,
it's honestly beautiful.
I would love to get your take on, yeah, spirituality. And do you have any ways that you kind of now lean into it in everyday moments?
Both of us, we like laugh a lot and about like the luck that we have.
Yeah.
But also if we're not having a lucky day or we're not feeling like 100%, we just like talk out loud. So our thing was, we always say, it sounds weird now because as two people who never believed in any of this stuff, we're like, well, they're not mind readers. Like, I'm assuming she's sitting next to me right now, so I have to say things out loud. So we were looking at a house and I'm like, I said out loud, Jenny, it's my mother-in-law, Jenny, if this house isn't for us, you need to let me know. Like, you need to give me like a clear sign that this house isn't for us. And I was like, I've got to say it out loud. Anyway, the house wasn't for us. So like, but she gave us these clear signs. Even the other day, I was like, Jenny, I really miss you. Like, I need a clear sign that you're with me. And I swear on my kids' lives, on the radio came on someone. They're like, okay, we're interviewing someone now. We've got Jenny here. And I was like,
oh,
I literally stopped the car in the middle of the road.
Goodness.
I got out. Like, I drove to the coffee shop. I got out. I was like, Jay was like, what? What? And I was like, oh my God, I told him the story. He's like, that's a coincidence. I'm like, no, it's not. I asked for a sign where we've got Jenny here. I was like, come on.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, man.
That is amazing. I feel like I like truly believe, and I've spoken about it so many times on the podcast, but the more that you lean into that stuff, the more available it is for you.
I agree.
I know when I lost my nan, I just started seeing 444 everywhere. And so I Googled it and it means spiritual protection. And in that moment, I was like, oh my God, that's my nan. Like, it's totally my nan.
I love that.
And like the amount of moments, and like even this morning, like I had been up since 2:30 with my son. I had to get a 6 a.m. flight. So I had to be up at 4. I was like, woke up just in this like real panic of like, oh my God, like today's such a big exciting day. And I went and had a shower and I got out. The room's pitch black because my son's still asleep in the bed. And all of a sudden my phone literally just lights up and it was 444. And I was like, oh, okay, she's with me today. It's going to be okay. But just those like little moments that, I don't know, I just think they help to recenter you and almost like reground you.
That's beautiful.
And just like, yeah, so I love that you're able to lean into it more and have those special moments because, yeah, I think they definitely help get you through challenging times. We definitely need to talk about your book before we finish this episode. I know we're going to, in the next few episodes, we're really actually going to go into the book a bit more. So you have a few different categories throughout the book and we're going to dive into those, which I'm really excited about. But I guess for anyone listening, what's the book about and where can they get a copy?
The book is a reboot book. So it's basically exactly what it, imagine like turning it off, turning back on. Like, have you tried turning it off and back on? It's that. So it's when you really like need to like reset your life and reboot your life. If you don't know where to start, if you're new to fitness, if you're returning to fitness, if you're coming back from injury, it's just like for that mindset that's like, okay, I just need to start small. I don't know where to start. I don't know what exercises to do. I know what food to eat. Like, I don't know where to put my thoughts. This is the book for you. So there's journaling in there, which people think it's a diary. It's not a diary. Journaling is just to get your thoughts out. So sometimes your thoughts can be erratic and crazy. And when you write them down, you're like, wait, that's not right. So I put a journal in there so you can get your thoughts out of your head. You can write about how you feel at the time versus how you feel in a couple of weeks. There's like an easy like exercise program in there, low impact, that you can do. And then there's recipes that you can make that are quick and easy that you don't have to feel like it's I don't want anything to feel like a chore. The book is meant to be easy, just part of your life. You open it when you need to. It's not by gospel, it's just literally just reboot your life.
Love that. How do you personally use journaling in your life? Like, is that a tool or a resource that you lean on?
Mine's a brain. That's for a brain dump for me.
Okay.
Like, mine's not like, again, people think journaling. And I used to think journaling was like, dear diary, today I don't feel very good. So I went to that. No, mine is like scribble, shopping list, how I feel today, why am I frazzled, where am I in my cycle, like lots
that.
Of things that people also get journaling wrong. Like, if you're like me, you're not one of those people that are like, three things I'm grateful for, like I'd miss that whole part of the book. Like, nope, not today. Like, today I want to focus on why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And then I can literally come back at the end of the day and be like, okay, I sorted those problems out. Like, use it as a shopping list if you need. Like, sometimes you just need to get stuff out of your brain.
Out of your mind.
Yeah.
I like that you said it's like a brain dump, because I feel like that,
even sometimes with work or like on my computer, I'm like, I just need to get these thoughts out and like onto paper and then I'll deal with them later. Instead of just like them circling.
Do you know what? I just thought of something that just came into my mind. I've never said this before and it's because I've completely forgotten, but I remember speaking to someone. Oh, she was a clairvoyant lady.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she said all good things. And she said to me, if you ever want to get your thoughts out, which now I'm thinking anyone listening to this, you could actually use the reboot book journaling for this. Just write it down. You seem hesitant about that. And I said, I don't really like writing things down because imagine if someone opened the book and like read what I was writing and what if it was negative? And I don't want to see that. And she goes, write the letters on top of each other. So it becomes one big thing, but just get it out of your mind. So if you're having a really bad day, you write the letters on top of each other, but you still feel like, so you're like, I really don't want to be here in this meeting today. Everyone is, and you just write.
Wow.
And I felt so, when I tell you I felt so much better, I've actually just rethought of this. I'm like, why do I not do this now?
You'd feel so much safer almost, wouldn't you? Because I often think about that with the journal. Like I'm not being on journaling. I've gone through phases of it. But even I'm always like, oh, my God, if anyone read this or found this. Or
it's yeah, like, you get freaked
it's
out.
Like, it is. And then you're kind of like carrying that through your writing experience. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. I just thought of it then.
There you go. You know what you're going home and doing tomorrow.
Yeah. But it's even when you're in a meeting and you want to say something, but you're like, no.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't agree with this. I'm like writing it on top of each other.
Instead of saying it out loud.
Still technically saying it out loud. You feel better.
I love that. Kayla, thank you so much for joining me. We are going to be back with another episode. We're chatting all things mindset in the next episode, which is very exciting, my favourite topic. And I'm excited to get all your tips and tricks.
Great. Can't wait.
See you then. Like always, I hope you loved this episode. If you did, please share it with a friend, a family member, someone that could use this at the moment. And if you would like to leave a review, it is always so greatly appreciated. I absolutely love reading your reviews. It is honestly one of my favorite things. And of course, if you would like to be featured as a healthy habit on the show, all you need to do is message me on at The Healthy Hustlers Instagram or at Madeline Carafa. And I would love to have you join me on the show. Thank you so much for joining me.